Morning, guys. It's very early. In fact, it's 1:45 in the morning, and I haven't slept yet. I'm trying to get my sleep pattern back into some form of normality. But I want to share something with you guys with Siri. This is something that Mel and I found out the other day. That being Melissa Rowe, a.k.a. Morning Song. We both found this absolutely hilarious because I didn't expect Siri to quite do what it does when you ask it this question. Now, it depends, obviously, on factors outside, such as temperature. So let's find out what... Before we do anything, let's find out what the weather's going to be. What is the weather like?
It's going to be cold and wet today, with a low around -1 degree. Looks like it'll be pretty cold tomorrow through February 9th, 2015, with a low of -3 degrees.
Oof. Woo. It's cold. Hell yeah. Right, so now we know. So let's ask it what the temperature is currently and see what reaction we get. Now, hopefully, it will react in the way that I want it to, which would be hilarious. What is the current temperature outside?
It's 1 degree Celsius outside.
I like how it does that.
Control set unlocked.
I really like how it does.
Utilities
that.
Folder. Opening utilities folder. Utility settings.
They've
now selected. Select mail.
He won't do it.
Voice gender heading 0148 status do not disturb selected male voice gender Siri back button.
He won't do it.
Language English United
Let's
States.
Go for the United Kingdom one.
English United Kingdom English Canada English United Kingdom select home.
Well, let's see.
Screen locked. 01.
What is the temperature outside?
It's 1 degree Celsius outside.
Open camera button.
The way it reacts is brilliant. I've got to say, that is absolutely brilliant.
Screen locked.
Oh, dear. That's got to be a Loquendo voice. It just has to be. It has to be. You know... The quality of that kind of thing is freaking brilliant. But yeah, I've been thinking about a few things lately, and I'm a little bit worried about Lilybird. Not majorly worried about Lilybird, but enough to sort of think I need to change a few things around here, and not so much spend more time with her, but try to interact with her more when she's out, because she will come out for short times. I think I need to lengthen the times that she's out, because she seems a little sad, and I don't know whether that's my doing or whether she's just a sad little birdie. I don't know. My mum said that one or two of her tail feathers have gone. I don't think she's chewing them, because I think what's actually happened is I think she's broke them off. Because the quills are there, but she hasn't progressed. If she was chewing them, she's not doing it now. And she has lost a couple of her nice red tail feathers. The very underneath ones, you can't really see. I can feel where the little quills are. But if this is going to turn into a chobbling incident, or a chewing incident, as, you know, like what happened to Smokey, then things need to change, and they need to change rapidly. I don't think that's what's happened. I think they've broken off. They're very short. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to try and change my routine a bit and try and spend more time with her out and see, because she's not talking yet. So I'm going to try and tomorrow I'm going to start a whole new routine, because I spend enough time with her as it is. But I'm aware that I've been feeling kind of low lately, and I've been kind of wondering whether there's anything I can change in my routine to get that to go away. And my sleep pattern's been all crap. So I'm going to try and do a bit of, you know, I'm going to move a few things around and maybe introduce a different computer into the lounge. I might move Quinn into the lounge. And I don't really want to do that if I'm going to be using it for shows. because I can't do shows from in the lounge. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to sort something out because I need to sort my routine out and sort my life out a bit. It's this year I've got to do. You know, this year's got to be the year that I do things that I want to do. My friend Mel's kind of an inspiration. A lot of people are an inspiration. But I sat here earlier on and I was thinking about it. And I'm thinking, you know, stuff's got to change. And I was looking at some old recordings of last year when Sam was around. And I thought, you know, there's things that I could have done differently there. And I should have done things different to how I've been doing them. And I think it's time to look at it and say, right, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. You know, try to get more of a focus on stuff. You know, try to get life to come back to how it should be rather than how it currently is, which is pretty crap. But, you know, focus on the important things. The most important thing at this point is Lilybird, which I'm focusing on. Don't get me wrong, she's getting quite a lot of attention, but she's not out for long. When she's out, she never knows when she's going to come out. But I'm actually thinking that that's actually having a detrimental effect. So I'm going to try reshaping how I do that, starting from tomorrow, see if we can bring her a bit more out of her shell. I got some new toys for her. I've put one in, and she seems happy with it. She's been chewing on the loofah. She loves loofah. She seems to really love playing with loofah, so I'm going to see if I can get some more loofery toys. I've got a... She growls at them when I first put them in, but I've just figured out that the only thing I can do is just leave them in there and she'll get used to them, because I did that yesterday. Or should I say this morning, when I changed it out. And she really didn't like it, but she's been chewing it today and she's been whistling, she's been carrying on. I think she's just a bit of a strange grey that doesn't like change. You know, some greys don't. But I think she needs more interaction than she's getting. Although she's getting a lot of interaction, I think she's the kind of grey that will thrive from me playing with her a lot. And, you know, because I thought that I was doing the right thing by not having a routine with her. But I think I might have to try setting up a bit of a routine with her. Not a rigid routine, but certainly a bit more of a routine than I've got. And see what we can do with that. And she's great. I wouldn't be without her. But I was questioning whether I'm a good grey owner or not the other day. I was sort of sat there thinking, you know, am I good enough to own a grey? And I'm sort of thinking at this moment, no. And when you sort of think that for too many days in a row, you kind of think, well, time to change a few things around and see what can be done, you know? So that's my plan for the future, just to see if I can do more with the Lilybird tomorrow. She's going to come out most of the day tomorrow, I think. She can fly around and busy herself. I'm going to take the computer downstairs and stick my favourite Commodore 64 emulator on that thing and, well, should I say today, actually. It would be later when I get up. I don't know what time I'll get up, but, you know, it makes you think, you know, when you get to this kind of thing, you think, well, things need to change because my sleep pattern's all the pot and everything's just messed up, you know. And when you get to that stage, you've got to start thinking, well, things need to change and stuff needs to happen, and, you know, I don't think Lilybird is plucking, but I don't want her to start plucking. If she's had any ideas about doing it, she may have done it a little bit, but I doubt it. I think what's actually happened, because I found a feather the other day when she flew, and it came off, and it had been there, and I've seen where the quill is, so I think it broke off when she landed. Something happened to it anyway. You know, something strange has happened to it. But, yeah, it's not too late to change, I don't think. So we're going to mess around with some shit tomorrow, and I'm going to do some different things and interact with Lilybird all day and see how she gets on.